You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, though?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the Cool Jacket.
Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people.
Yes.
They won.
Great to have you back in studio in New York City in advance of the NBA draft Thursday night on ABC. We have a draft prospect joining us in the program later. Stay tuned for that. But Jalen, we start with your favorite quarterback in the NFL, Lamar Jackson. The latest news is he has an inconclusive test that may cause him to miss some practices. But more importantly, he talked about his team's Super Bowl aspirations and his jersey number. Let's listen to your favorite quarterback in the NFL, Lamar Jackson.
We win the Super Bowl, I'm going to number one. That was my first number ever. My dad told me, number one, get number one because that's the best. Like, you the best. And it always stuck with me. I want to retire number eight and number one. I want to do that here at the Ravens. So I want to win a Super Bowl with number eight on, do much as I can with number eight on, then come back and do the same thing with one on.
He wants to wear number one, Jalen.
I did it.
I don't consider them the number one favorite team to come out of the AFC, but to me, they're the number one threat to the Chiefs. Do you agree with that?
He on his Frank Sinatra trying to do it his way, right? How about this, though? We saw Kobe Bryant have two numbers, get hung in the rafters, the late great, by the Los Angeles Lakers. Lamar Jackson, I'm glad he's going to not only do it his way, but now they got weapons around them, David Jacoby.
Yeah, they do.
And so now they're going to have a terrific run game, and he's going to show the league with more weapons on the outside that Lamar could be a sniper. So, yes, of course, you got to pay attention to Patrick Mahomes. And I know you love Bills Mafia. I get it. The Cleveland Browns are improved, and Julio is with the Titans now. I get it. But Lamar's my guy, and you know how this works.
I know. When you mention the weapons, when you look at what they have at the skill position, something that they've always been criticized for not having enough around Lamar Jackson, you bring in Sammy Watkins, you bring in the other players.
Keep him healthy.
Like, they do need to keep him healthy, but Dobbins, Andrews, Hollywood Brown, Rashad Bateman they just drafted. Like, this is a revamped offense. Will we see him do it through the air and the ground the same way we saw him do it as MVP?
Jalen and Jacoby fame, Rashad Bateman, by the way, out of Minnesota. Mark Andrews has been an elite tight end, basically used as a wide receiver. Now you have actual receivers. Hollywood Brown, got to have a breakout year. You got to have a breakout year. Sammy Watkins, got to keep him healthy because I ain't worried about Lamar.
That's the thing. Everyone talks about Lamar needs to pass more from the pocket. Lamar needs to improve his passing. You know what he doesn't need to improve? Running.
The last two MVPs of the NFL are Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers. Those are the last two regular season MVPs. Did I miss something?
No.
I saw Patrick Mahomes get his Super Bowl. I saw Tom Brady get his Super Bowl and win finals and Super Bowl MVP. I get it. But Lamar's still that deal. He's going to do work this year.
I love the Ravens this year. He seems to be a quarterback who is the franchise quarterback of the future for the Ravens. However,
dual threat.
When you look at the Bay Area and the San Francisco 49ers,
Bay Area!
You have to wonder if Jimmy Garoppolo is the franchise quarterback moving forward. The latest is Kyle Shanahan said that Jimmy Garoppolo is our number one quarterback. Trey Lance is our backup at number two. Jalen, how long do you think that will be the case in the Bay?
I think that'll be the case until Trey's ready to go. That's what I think. That, you know how this works. You take a quarterback not only in the first round, but you take them that high, and their styles of play are actually vastly different because Trey is going to be a dual threat, and Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be a pocket quarterback. But you know who I got to ask? The goon with the spoon, E40. I got to ask him what he think because you know where I'm going to be week one when the 49ers start the NFL season? In attendance. In attendance.
I want you in the
attendance.
I want you in the
I'll be
suit.
In the Bay at the game because we gonna win week one.
Okay.
Why was all funny and games until I said that?
I'm not addressing that. Whenever I think about Jimmy Garoppolo, I think about the quarterback that brought them to the Super Bowl. The quarterback that had the ball in his hands at the end of the game.
That's
all he had to do was complete one deep ball and could not do it. Now, Jalen, if you look at what happened since then, since this fourth quarter drive, that didn't work out. They've been trying to get off him when Russell Wilson was supposed to be available, when Aaron Rodgers was supposed to be available. They get Trey Lance in the draft. It seemed like ever since this drive, they've been trying to get off Jimmy G. Somebody tells me he does not finish the season as a starter, even though he starts it as a starter.
I agree with you. That's a terrific assessment. And that's okay, by the way. He's still shown that he could be a starting quarterback somewhere else if he's not there in the NFL. He's just not a dual threat to me. And you mentioned the key point. He had his one shining moment. He missed the throw.
He did.
And, right? He missed the throw. And you know Shanahan is really good friends with our guy with the Rams.
McVay.
And you saw what McVay did, right, with Jared Goff. It was all good just a week ago.
He got off him. Somebody tells me the same thing will happen in the Bay Area. Jalen, we have some huge news out of Tokyo. The GOAT, the undisputed GOAT of women's gymnastics, Simone Biles, has withdrawn from the individual all-around competition, not from the Olympics itself, but from the all-around competition to focus on her mental health. What do you think about this decision from Ms. Biles?
Here's what I want people to think first and foremost about the courage of this terrifically talented young woman. She was also one of the victims during the Larry Nassar years.
Mm-hmm. It's a great point.
Right? So she's still competing in that environment where that abuse took place and accomplishing everything you just said and doing it as a young woman. Okay, like you're required to behave like a professional and move like an adult. And now you have a staff and now you have a financial advisor. You have a team of people that need to help you get to where your goals have accomplished. But she's still a young person. And she competes in multiple events also. And you told me earlier, like, I know that that's not norm. I know that that's the norm in a lot of ways for her to compete in four events, being so very talented the way she is. But imagine just having to be perfect at four different exercises, though. See, I can miss a shot in basketball or have a turnover. In football, you could get a penalty, right? She got to stick the landing and be perfect each time.
Yep.
That's incredible for her to be able to achieve what she's achieved for so very long. And then for her to not only be transparent, but that level of vulnerability for public consumption. And you know this about me. Like, everybody see me now. The reason why I care about being so polished now with a fresh cut and talking about my skin and wanting to do all of this is because I had a time where I couldn't do it. You see what I'm saying? There was a time as a member of the Fab Five, I'm sitting there doing that interview. I'll never forget this. We was about to play against Duke. And we were all sitting there, and I was like, man, I ain't got a cut. Y'all heard me say it, you can't get a cut every day. You remember I said that?
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting there thinking, man, I'm broke. My skin is bad. My teeth is bad. I'm about to be on CBS. People going to see this, right? And so now for her to be as vulnerable as she is for other people to learn from, it's refreshing. I support her. We support her. And I hope she still finds the strength to get back out there and compete in this year's Olympics.
She also mentioned the unique conditions under which these Olympic Games are being played, with the testing and without the crowd and being sequestered and not having the freedom to sort of go about the city during off days and things like that. That just adds to the pressure, adds to the stress. And we put such huge expectations upon her to deliver another five gold medals. Again, deliver another five gold medals.
Say that again. Say that with your chest.
To deliver another five gold medals.
How many gold medals do KD and Dame have to deliver this year?
Zero.
You see what I'm saying?
Zero.
And if they do bring the one home, it's going to be a great feat.
Mental health, just like physical health,
correct.
I really hope that she is able to compete in the individual events and perhaps we can end this story with a little bit of gold at the end. Or perhaps not. We wish her the best.
Absolutely, we do.
Jalen.
What up, though?
When we come back, we're going to be joined by Jason Preston, one of the most explosive players on the floor with one of the best stories off the floor. Jason Preston joins us right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Lottery pick right there.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
With the first pick in the NBA Draft.
I know I'm ready for this moment. It's just about going out there and making the most of it.
Double O, TV coach for the trophy. See, it's courtside, I kick it by the nosebleeds. Everybody knows me.
Every year I watch the draft and seeing the number one guy go by, I wanted to be in that person's shoes.
I put a word, put a word.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, is that pretty? A human highlight reel.
I'm standing on the team, put a team in my back. We're living out our dreams, yeah, we don't do complaints.
Coming to you live on Pier 17, the Seaport District of Manhattan, brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby. Jalen, who joins us right now on the program?
A terrific prospect, a better young man who's going to make a name for himself in the NBA, just like he did in this year's NCAA tournament. Please welcome Jason Preston to Jalen and Jacoby.
I appreciate you guys having me, man. It means a lot. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time. Right here, Jalen Jacoby, we've been big fans of yours, tracking you for a while. You've had a very interesting journey from high school to prep to Ohio U. Explain to the people that aren't familiar sort of what that process was like for you to get to this spot, ready for the draft.
You want the whole thing?
Absolutely. Your entire journey, no doubt about it. The ups, okay, the downs, your journey, my brother.
I got you.
I know you've overcome a lot, and I know how much this means to you. So please let world know your journey and how you've overcome.
Yes, sir. So, you know, I started playing basketball when I was 4 years old. I was always playing around the house. My mom was also, you know, a big basketball junkie. She was one of her family members to move from Jamaica to the States. So I grew up in Orlando, Florida. Like I said, was always playing basketball, local rec centers, parks, my house, like whenever I could, I was playing. And like I said, forward to all the way up to high school, you know, I was always playing basketball whenever. And, you know, freshman year, sophomore year in high school, you know, I played on JV, had pretty good seasons there at JV. And then things, you know, started to really change my junior year. Right before the start of that, my mother sadly passed away from lung cancer. There was a little falling out between, you know, my side of the family and my stepdad. So lost that relationship a little bit. Then my cousin, my mom's sister's son, moved down from Jamaica to, you know, come live with me in Orlando. I lived also with two other family friends to finish my high school career. And, you know, it was tough at first, but, you know, I had a great support system and everybody who was in Jamaica, my aunt, uncle, cousins, and then obviously people who were living with me as well, Justin Morgan, Brian Whitaker, and Russell Whitaker. You know, they were just very helpful for me at the time, and I'm very thankful for them. But, you know, in terms of like basketball at that time, not really playing a whole lot. On varsity, you know, I was really small, and my JV years in high school, I was really just a shooter because, like I said, I was really small. I was coming off pin downs, and, you know, I really tried to, you know, I guess add more things to my game, but, you know, it didn't really, I guess, work out too much for me. And, you know, people were telling me that I should, you know, do other things, you know, have a backup plan besides playing basketball. And I just really, really love basketball, so I wanted to do something else involved with it. So, you know, I wrote about basketball. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Fansided, the app.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
What's it called? And Jalen, I know you're a big Detroit Pistons fan.
Detroit basketball! And Tayshaun Prince is my guy, too. Tell him the story about that as well.
He's a journalist.
No, for sure. I love Tayshaun. You know, being skinny players, you know, I loved watching him growing up, but if I couldn't play basketball, I wanted to stay within the game. So I figured I'd write about it. And I wrote a couple articles on Fanside about the Pistons, and I could voice my opinion on them. And it was something I really liked. I actually had a couple articles that go on Bleacher Report. So that was something I was going to do. You know, like I said, through my high school career, I wasn't playing at all, wasn't doing anything. So I was committed to that. I was going to go to University of Central Florida, which is like 10 minutes away from my house. I graduated high school. I was already majored in journalism over there. I was taking summer classes. And then one day, one of my friends asked to go play in an AU tournament. And I'm like, sure. He like needed a fifth player. And I was like, sure, that'd be awesome. I get to play 40 minutes and stuff. It sounds fun. So tournament plays out and played really, really well. Like played really well. We probably beat some teams we probably shouldn't have. And it was a really good two tournaments because it was one tournament after the other. You know, I had some like D2s reaching out to me and some low D1s. In fact, I was this close to going to a D2 in Lincoln Memorial, but a lot of them were talking about redshirting this year and possibly getting on a scholarship next year. Cause you know, at this point it's like late July, like the fall semester is about to start in like 2 weeks. So none of them have a lot of scholarships at this point to offer. And a guy recommended I go prep school, basically like a fifth year of high school. I ended up following him there. And you know, that was a crazy time in itself. You know, there were about 70 kids there, five different teams. I've come to find out that's not like most prep schools, but I ended up bouncing around from team to team. At the end of the year, I eventually made it on the top team. And as that year finished, I realized I didn't have any film of myself. So I decided to, you know, ask for the team iPad on one of our road trips back from a tournament. And I started screen recording all these clips of myself. And then I sent it over to one of my friends and he puts it all together, makes a little two, three minute mix for me.
Wow.
The Believe Twitter page then posts it. And then I get DMs from Ohio and Longwood. And I end up taking visits to both, got offers from both, and I ended up choosing Ohio.
That's crazy. The Believe page, shout to them as well. Shout to Rob and Troy who got a podcast on that. So you go to Ohio University and you ball out in the NCAA tournament. What was that experience like for you?
No, it was amazing because, you know, coming in my freshman year, we were second to last in the MAC. And me and one of my teammates who I had to my final year at Ohio, Ben Vanderplas, that was something we'd always talk about, you know, just building the program, getting it where it needs to be, you know, back to where it used to be at a Sweet 16 team. And, you know, we were really big on that. So, you know, to fast forward to junior year and us to, for Ohio to get the national recognition, you know, the school deserves, you know, it's really, really humbling and awesome.
Well, you're now obviously eligible for the draft, and there's some people have you going late first round, mid first round, maybe second round. What teams have you been working out for? What teams have shown interest in you?
I worked out with 16 teams during this process.
Mm.
It was a long process, and I went to a lot of different cities. It was definitely a dream come true, just seeing the amount of cities I have and going that far out west. Like I've never been farther than Ohio, so it was an unbelievable experience.
Well deserved. Looking forward to watching you get drafted, doing work in the league, and eventually having your own show like this one. Appreciate you joining us. Best of luck. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
We'll be back right after this very short break. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. We are just hours away from the 2021 NBA draft on ABC at 8 p.m. Jalen Rose will be there with a fresh cut and a fresh suit. Will the Pistons take Cade Cunningham number one? And what happens after that? A lot of an intrigue around this draft. Make sure you tune into ABC tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. I want to thank Jason Preston for coming through. Jalen Rose, yesterday I told you I have no concern about Team USA. They're going to win out. They're going to win the gold.
Man, one of us is so confident.
They went up against Iran. Not the toughest opponent in Tokyo. However, they blew them out. Blew them out, Jalen Rose.
It was great to see them ball and get their confidence. Dame had a big first half. But But I got to ask you a question.
Go
ahead. How many NBA players on Ryan's team?
Zero. Absolutely zero. Not even one.
Okay, okay.
Not even former NBA players.
Okay, I'm just saying. I want them to win the gold, too, fam.
They're going
to
win the gold. Just remember, I said it. Team USA, okay. I never criticized you. I never doubted you. I never backed out on you. We're going for gold. We're winning gold.
That's one of us.
We are winning gold.
Show me.
We are winning gold in Tokyo. I promise you. Jalen Rose, it is now time for one of our signature segments. It is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Jalen, one of my favorite rappers, Ricky Rose, Rick
Rose!
Ross, he's the boss. He recently posted on Instagram that he owns 100 cars. 100 cars. Look, this is just, that's just 10%
Rose!
Of his cars right there. No loaners. He owns them all outright.
How about I met Rose like 15 years ago at the Cookout movie with Queen Latifah and Common.
He said,
and now to see him living like that, it just makes me so
happy. He owns 100 cars and does not have a driver's license. Soft move or boss move?
Rose!
100 cars and not having a driver's license.
He's the biggest boss thus far. Boss move. You already know what it is. You know why he don't need a license? Because he can have himself chauffeured, dog. Get up on game.
So that's what I'm wondering. Does he just get driven around everywhere? Because here's my problem with that. It's all those are old cars. Those back seats are not as comfortable as some of the new sedans. So if you're getting driven, do you sit in the passenger seat?
Have you ever seen the boss, Ricky Rose, without a glass of champagne at least
he's
in his hand?
He's not a small man. He's not a small man. I know he's not sitting in those back seats of those 1950s cars. I know that's not happening. I think he's driving them regardless. He's driving without a license. That's what he's doing.
Oh, he's been driving without a license.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's
driving without a license.
And he gets pulled over. He's just like, I'm Rick Ross. I don't need a license.
It's paid for.
Yeah, Rick Ross.
It's registered.
It is registered and it is paid for. Make sure that you listen and follow and subscribe to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. We always have exclusive content on our podcast. Today we have NBA draft prospect Jason.
I'll be to the crib soon, Rose.
We'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Don't forget the draft is tomorrow night at 8. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. We are now with our guest, soon to be NBA player, Jason Preston of Ohio University. You could have come back for your senior year, maybe gotten some more exposure, but you decided to enter the draft. Why did you make that decision?
You know, it was really hard. It was a really hard decision because I loved Ohio so much. It was amazing, my time there. But the workouts that I was been participating in before the deadline and also the combine experience, you know, the feedback that I was getting from teams that, you know, you should keep your name in.
So you worked out for 16 teams. That means that you've met a lot of different people on a lot of different levels of NBA teams. So who are a couple of the people that you got a chance to meet and or work out for that you were in awe of and or gave you some really good advice that you're going to now imply?
Oh, no, for sure. That's definitely been one of the best parts of this whole experience, you know, just the legends that you used to watch, and now you get to talk to them and they get to tell you about your game. But I got to talk to Rick Barry. I got to talk to the logo, Jerry West. This one wasn't in a workout, but I got to talk to Damian Lillard. It's just been unbelievable. I mean, there's so many more, you know, all these GMs, front office owners, you know, Rob, like it's just unbelievable the amount of people I've been able to talk to.
So what's your plan for the draft tomorrow night? What's your outfit? You getting cut? Like who's going to be in the room? Like what is the plan for tomorrow?
I'll have my close family. So like I said, my aunt, uncle, two cousins, some of my best friends and my girlfriend will be there as well. Also some of my former coaches. The suit, it'll probably just be like a typical black suit, maybe like a little green bow tie representing Ohio.
That boy gonna be clean.
No, give yourself at least 3 hours to tie the bow tie. Those are hard, man. Those are hard. You gotta give yourself like 3 hours to tie the bow tie or get somebody else to do it.
So musically, whether it's pregame or you in the car or tomorrow on draft day, who you listening to?
Future. I really like Don Toliver, Travis Scott. and Drake. That was probably my four top ones.
Mm-hmm. Getting it, Jacob.
He needs to drop Certified Lover Boy. He needs to give us the album.
Yeah, hurry up. I thought he had the heart part in his hair. That was gonna be an indicator that he was coming out with it soon, but he's been rocking that. He's trying to grow that out before he drops out.
It's been like 7 months, man. Well,
you keep balling the way you balled in the NCAA tournament, shooting off both feet and knocking down threes. Don't be surprised if J. Cole or Drake shouts you out in a song one day.
Man, that'd be crazy. That'd be just listening in and hearing my name. That'd be crazy.
We appreciate you so much for taking the time to join us at Jalen and Jacoby. We look forward to watching you get drafted tomorrow. And whatever team drafts you, can be very happy.
Sky's the limit. Keep balling. Stay healthy.
Nah, I appreciate y'all. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate the love.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Jason Preston for coming through. Whatever team drafts him is going to be happy with him. Jalen Rose.
What up, though?
You remember Aaron Rodgers yesterday, they said they were going to put mechanisms in place for Rodgers to address his issues with the team. That was one of the concessions. And that seemed to be one of the more vague things I've ever heard of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're starting to get an idea of what that means. The Texans are trading former Packers wide receiver Randall Cobb back to Green Bay. Per Randall Cobb, Cobb has been a longtime favorite of Rodgers. That's from Schefter. Basically, he said, go get me Randall Cobb. The same way Tom Brady said, go get me Gronk. Like, these guys just want their security blankets. They want their security blankets. And it looks like the Packers have given him one of his security blankets. He's going to be starting week one.
And also, the Packers, Super Bowl or bust. This is what Aaron Rodgers wants. And I have to be the person to say this. I love Coach Cal. You know, that's my guy at Kentucky. My guy. Love Aaron Rodgers, reigning MVP, my guy. I am surprised each of them only have one championship.
I'll say this. We've talked about this in various different ways for 10 years. But I'm going to say, people focus too much on championship. You know what feels good? What the USA team gymnastics team got. They got a silver medal. Second best in the world. There's nothing wrong. Maybe you didn't win the Super Bowl. But going to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row, that's success.
Agreed.
One of the final four teams playing football in the league. Like,
agreed.
That is successful.
It is.
And one thing that is concerning about this, if I'm the Packers, Jordan Love's getting some first-team reps during practice all season long.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
I mean, all season long. If you look at this, even if they win the Super Bowl, I could see Aaron Rodgers bouncing. Even if they win, I could see him bouncing.
Correct. But the overarching beauty for Aaron Rodgers is he's still playing at an elite level. And we know franchise, Hall of Fame, elite level players that still balling like that don't normally become available when you have a year to plan on it. See, I keep pointing that out. That's going to be the game changer right now. See, right now, the Dallas Cowboys might be looking at Dak Prescott, looking at his deal, looking at their team, and be like, you know what? We're going to get ready to make a run for Aaron Rodgers and put him back with Mike McCarthy.
There could be a lot of teams thinking that.
Boom.
Okay, 32 teams in the National Football League. How many teams are not even thinking about Aaron Rodgers because they love their quarterback that much?
I would just say five.
Like nine. I'm thinking like nine. Even like a Justin Herbert situation or a Joe Burrow where you spent a high draft pick, you want to develop that player.
Well, here's the thing. See, when you went Joe Burrow, I was about to laugh, not because of Burrow, but because of the Bengals. Because if I'd have said the Lions, you would have laughed, right? The Bengals ain't much better than the Lions. He ain't going there.
No. I guess what I'm saying is how many GMs and owners are saying, let's not make a run at Rodgers. His price tag is so high. We like our young talent. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
His price tag is too high.
Yeah,
okay.
I'd rather have this guy on his rookie deal, develop him to see maybe he can become Aaron Rodgers if you're thinking about like a Herbert or a Burrow.
I would say it's 32 teams, 25% of them, so eight.
Eight, yeah, right around that number. So that leaves, what, 23, 24 teams
that's out of the running
that are now having conversations about Aaron Rodgers playing for them next season.
Correct.
That's wild.
Correct.
And if you're Aaron Rodgers, I think he got everything he wanted because it's messy for him not to play this year. It's costly.
It's messy. It takes him out of it. Now he says, you know what? I can't get out of this marriage as quickly as I wanted to, but we can do a trial period for 6 months and I'm gone.
And also, I want to throw you a lot back to the point you said, which actually becomes the most important one overarching out of all of this, is that he's going to be able to leave at the end of this year. Everybody knows that it's Super Bowl or bust. He's going to get his money this year. He's going to get a big deal this offseason.
Oh, yeah. Well, not just that. It's Jalen. Like, this is something, and you know I don't like to give you compliments, but something you were astute about with Giannis signing his deal is it takes away the narrative, takes away the conversation. Every opposing stadium that he goes into, there's going to be signs about Aaron Rodgers, come play for us.
Everybody going to be tweeting Aaron, him and shouting, recruiting him.
Chanting.
No, every, other players.
Don't let them lose two games in a row.
Other players?
Don't let them lose two games in a row and Jordan Love look halfway decent in practice. Like, that's all it's going to take. We're going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers all season long because he created this situation.
But you know what? That I got to make sure I just say into a microphone.
What's that?
Other than his relationship seemingly be so very bad with upper management, I have to make sure it's important for me to say this as a former player. Green Bay Packers built a great situation around Aaron Rodgers currently. They're a really good team.
Mm-hmm. Good on defense, too.
Yeah,
no one talks about that.
Yeah, they're a really good team. So you leave a 13-3 team, it ain't too much to go up.
And there's absolutely no question that Aaron Rodgers gets it done. This segment,
can I say a name?
This segment has been brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry backed by 24/7 support and access to product experts. Call Grainger, click on Grainger.com/Jacoby to get special offers, or you can just stop by one of the 250 Grainger locations.
While we're talking about Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb and the weapons that they have, remember I told you this. Devin Funchess is going to play a big role this year with the Packers. All you fantasy players out there, I'm telling y'all,
they're going to use him in a room.
Exactly. They're going to be four wide, and they're going to be airing it out.
We always want to hear from you. Call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail so we can hear from you directly. We love having you being on the show. Our voicemails are fueled by Gatorade. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with a G.
What's up, Jalen? What's up, Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. Keep getting them checks. Give the people what they want. My name's Joey. I'm 13, and I live in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I have a question for you guys. Would it be cool to have an award for the best plays? Like, they could have a team play and a solo play, like an ISO play, in the award ceremony. I feel like if you got the ISO play scored against you, that should be auto admission to the class of 81. I don't know. Thanks for your time. Keep giving the people what they want.
Big shout to Joey, same name as my wife, Flagstaff, Arizona. She wants a best play award. They have that at the ESPYs. I've worked on it for years. Always, always great to cut that best play, to figure out what the best play is from Intersports. But Jalen, she reminded me of something. Class of 81. From
that's,
the annals.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. There's so many great ideas and content out here on the cutting room floor. You just reminded me. The job for class of 81 is incomplete. So from now on, I'll make sure I acknowledge the worst defensive play of the year and put it in class of 81. And for best player and for isolation and those type of awards for players, they kind of happen in theory on a nightly basis because of social media and top tens and so many people going viral and stuff like that. But like Jacoby said, the ESPYs does reward players and plays of the year.
Thank you so much for the call, Joey. We want to hear from you. Our listeners, call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We will be back tomorrow. Why is that,
Jalen? We're not done. We are.